tall hill, almost a pyramid, cloaked in green grass and cloud shadow, topped by a grey tower, gaunt, noble against the blue sky. And there it was, the chalk path, just as she said it would be, rising like a pilgrim's way. And there they were, the red roofs of the town below, and the two sister hills, Wirral and Challis. And beyond those, the watercuts glinting amid the fields. In the distance were town spires, ridges, dreaming woods, the ragged line of the Mendips. And when he turned his head to the south and west and craned his eyes as far as he could see, there was the sea haze rising above untold lowlands, inlets, bays and harbours. The land of sunset. So he walked the chalk path, steeper underfoot than it had seemed to the eye, and he felt something catch in his pocket. He slipped in his hand and drew out her letter. Sun beat on his neck and shoulders, still hot in its hour of setting, and his shadow, immeasurably long, made the climb ahead of him, reaching the open gate of the tower long before he did.